Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. Before we get into today's topic, just a couple of quick updates. I really don't have much to share as far as a life update. I did get another cooking video up on YouTube. I think it was last week. So that was a bit of an accomplishment, but it's been a really slow go getting things up on YouTube. But I am getting up some videos over time, so I feel like they will eventually accumulate into some type of decent cooking video channel over time, because once they're up, they stay there forever. So I'm going to keep building that as I go, as I can record recipes. I'm really just recording recipes that are meals that I've shared in my meal plan so that I can eventually kind of have a link in my meal plan to those recipes in case someone wants to see kind of what the end product looks like when they, you know, before they're going to make it, or if they just kind of want to see it just to kind of look at how it's made. I thought those would be helpful. So other than that, not really that much to update. As far as loving lately, right now, I'm really loving new couches that we got for our family room. This is the second time in my life that I've ever bought new furniture, I think. I'm pretty sure it's only the second time that we've ever bought anything new from the furniture store. We usually buy things either from Facebook Marketplace, or, you know, we've gotten things for free from family over the course of time and things like that. But we just kind of had everything kind of the way we wanted it, except for we just needed a new set of couches for our family room. And we decided to save up for them, and we just went and got them on Sunday. And they actually delivered them on Wednesday, so they're already set up. We love them. They're like, I just love them. I'm just really, really love them. I've never had like new furniture like that. So I'm just like super excited about it. And, you know, we're keeping our dogs out of there. We have small dogs and they're pretty generally clean, but, you know, a wet dog running in with muddy paws or things like that. So we just kind of put up like a little gate to keep them out of that room. So we can keep these couches really nice. But that's what I'm loving right now. I'm really loving having this new furniture because it's something we've never really done, and it's something we just kind of saved up for and splurged a little bit on. So anyway, cleaning routines is what we're talking about today. So cleaning is one of those things that unfortunately is never done. We clean, things get dirty, and we need to clean again. It's a never-ending cycle that's just part of life. So anything we could do to make our cleaning tasks more efficient and less of a challenge is a plus. So that's where a great cleaning routine comes in. A good cleaning routine can really kind of guide you on what tasks you need to complete and when, so that you don't have to spend a ton of time thinking about what to do when you could just be doing it. So today we're going to talk about some things to think about when creating the cleaning routine that works best for you. The first thing you want to do is really just kind of assess your space. Take a moment to kind of evaluate your living area and think about what really needs attention. Is it the kitchen, the bathroom, your general living areas? Really kind of try to identify what trouble spots you have in your home so that you can prioritize them in your cleaning routine. Sometimes we might feel overwhelmed until we can really think about what it is that needs to be addressed, and it might just be one or two areas that need a little bit more attention. So just kind of write down all of the areas in your home if that might help you, and just think about what challenges you have in those areas and how a cleaning routine could help address those. Like, what areas do you feel need the most work? And you might see that it's not that many and it can make it feel a little less overwhelming if you look at each area separately rather than kind of trying to just think about your house as a whole. Okay, so I actually had to stop recording because my daughters just FaceTimed me. They're at the barn where we keep our horse, and I wanted to see what they were doing, and I forgot that I was recording on my computer. So like when my phone rang, I wasn't thinking that when I answered the phone, it wouldn't just automatically stop the recording, because I used to record on my phone, whatever. It's you wouldn't, you know, if you're not recording, that wouldn't make sense to you. But anyway, I forgot that it wasn't going to just stop the recording. So I don't remember where I left off. So I'm going to edit it and do the best I can. But anyway, I know I was talking about assessing your space. So if I said this already, it would have just been 2 seconds ago once you're listening to the live episode. But I'm just going to say it again quickly. What I just wanted to say is that, you know, sometimes if you kind of write down each area of your home and look at them as individuals, it can feel a lot less overwhelming as far as what needs to be done in each room, rather than kind of just thinking of your home as a whole, because that can really kind of make it feel overwhelming. So another thing you want to do when you're trying to create a cleaning routine is kind of define your goals. Like, what is it that you want to achieve with your cleaning routine? Is it maintaining a clutter-free environment? Is it reducing stress? Is it kind of just feeling a little bit more in control of your home maintenance? You want to kind of think about what is most important to you and then set realistic goals. That's really important. If you're a busy mom with several children and pets, or you're you know, an adult taking care of a parent, or you know, any situation that takes a lot of time out of your everyday, it's probably going to be unrealistic to have a sparkling clean home at all times, or even for more than a few seconds, depending on how busy you are. Especially if you add pets into that mix and you have a lot going on, you might want to just kind of think about your standards for a clean home and set your goals in line with that. Now, that doesn't mean not having a clean home, but it means if you expect every single surface to be spotless at all times, that's probably not going to happen if you have a really busy life, because then you're going to have no time for anything else except for cleaning. So just think about what is acceptable to you and then keep your goals in line with that. The more spotless you want your home to be, the more time you're going to have to invest in keeping it that way. So you kind of have to balance the level of clean and organized that you're okay with while still having time to do other things that matter to you in your life. Most of us don't want to spend all of our free time cleaning, so our cleaning goals have to reflect that. You also want to make sure to consider any help you may or may not have in getting housework done, because that's going to impact how many things you can realistically do each week. Then you want to really kind of determine what you're going to do while you're cleaning, or when you're, I'm sorry, not while you're cleaning, when you're going to do your cleaning. You want to think about when you're going to do your cleaning. Do you prefer to do a little bit of cleaning each day, or are you the kind of person that would rather just dedicate a few hours one day a week and get it all done? Make sure you can regularly accommodate whatever schedule you decide on. If you prefer to do your cleaning on one day, but you know that you work weekdays and then you're usually busy on the weekends, that's probably not going to work, and you're going to end up falling behind. So unless you really have a certain day that you know you can consistently stick to for cleaning, it might be better to try to break up tasks throughout the week. Weekly cleaning can be done early in the mornings by waking up earlier, or on lunch breaks if you work from home, or after work for a little bit before dinner, or even before bed if you're a night person. So really try and identify where you have time in your week to get those cleaning tasks done. The most important part of creating a cleaning routine for yourself is to find one that's going to fit best within your current life situation, and one that's going to make sense, you know, with when you like to get things done. Committing to some type of schedule can really help keep things on track. And then think about entertainment while you're cleaning. Even though cleaning isn't the most fun thing for most of us to do, you can still make it semi-enjoyable by adding something you like to your cleaning ambiance. Some people like to listen to music while they clean. Others, like me, love to listen to a podcast or an audiobook while getting some cleaning tasks done. And some people just like it to be silent and just quiet and peaceful in the house. So try different things while you clean and see what makes it most enjoyable for you, or at least as enjoyable as cleaning can be. You also want to think about how you're going to decide what to work on. Certain tasks are going to be done daily, weekly, monthly. Other tasks will be done less frequently, maybe quarterly, semi-annually, or once a year. And usually the daily and weekly tasks are a little bit easier to keep on top of because they always have to be done. But it's those things that have to be done less frequently that are more difficult to stay on top of because they have to be done a little bit over time or in seasonal cleaning sessions. So think about your nature. Are you going to want to decide to dedicate a whole day to seasonal cleaning, or do you want to make sure you create a plan that gets things done a little bit over time so that you don't have to ever spend a day doing seasonal cleaning? You also want to kind of think about what's most important to you to have cleaned each week. Some weeks you're going to have more time to clean than others, so it's important to identify what cleaning tasks are most important to you. You can kind of consider those your non-negotiable cleaning chores. If you have things that are non-negotiable but they're already part of your day, then you probably don't need to include those in your non-negotiable cleaning routine because they're things that are just probably just going to get done anyway. For example, if you're already on top of the dishes and laundry as part of your daily routines, you don't really need to worry about those too much because they're just going to get done anyway. Everyone has different priorities, so really think about what is most important to you if you were really limited on time. Identifying priorities and making sure those get done can be really helpful because if you have a really busy week and you don't get much else done, you can at least remind yourself that the most important things were done and you'll hopefully get some more things done in the future. For weekly tasks, once you've kind of decided when you're going to clean and what your priorities are, it can really be helpful to decide what order things will be done and always do it that way. This helps you kind of solidify your routine so that you don't have to put a lot of thought into it. For example, I have my priority tasks assigned to a day of the week. So on Monday during my lunch break, I clean both of our bathrooms. I know that the bathrooms are going to get cleaned on Monday afternoon, so I don't have to waste any time deciding what I'm going to do that day when I have that time available. If you prefer to do your cleaning all on a particular day of the week and not over the course of the week, then you can just decide what order your tasks are going to be done in. By doing this, once you have your routine down, you can just kind of roll through from one task to another without having to take time to look at a list and decide what to do next. Also, try to schedule one of your cleaning time slots for other weekly cleaning tasks that you'd like to get done, but that are above and beyond what your highest priorities are. So like, you know, maybe some weeks you might get to them, some weeks you might not. But if you have some flexibility built into your schedule, you can tackle some of those seasonal and periodic tasks while you're doing your regular weekly cleaning when you have time. And then that'll be less that you have to do in the future, and you'll just gradually get those accomplished. So speaking about those periodic tasks, where I have always struggled and had the most trouble with is with the periodic tasks. Like I said, those are the things that need to get done once a month, once a quarter, once a year. There are things that aren't just done on your regular weekly schedule. So for the monthly and occasional items, right now I'm using the Todi app. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. It's T-O-D-Y. But I'm using that app to keep track of what needs to be done by zone in my house. And I really like this app because I love cleaning by focusing on certain zones in my house each time I clean. But in the past, I would get overwhelmed by the schedule of doing certain zones, certain weeks, like the Fly Lady method suggests. And I used to use the Fly Lady app. If you're not familiar with the Fly Lady app, it uses zone cleaning, which is where you kind of divide your home into zones, such as kitchen, living room, bathroom, etc. And you focus on one zone at a time to accomplish your periodic tasks. But what would happen is she would say, like, okay, the first week of the month, we're going to focus on the family room. And this week, we're going to focus on the bedrooms or whatever. And if I didn't get that area done that specific week, I would feel like I needed to wait until that week came around again, and then I'd be behind, and it would just kind of stress me out. So with the app that I'm using, with that Todi app, I kind of have all of my cleaning tasks in the app by each zone of my house, but I could choose which zone I want to work on depending on what needs to be done most. And I can also just sort by tasks in general, regardless of the zone, if I just am really behind and I just want to kind of get a few big things done throughout the house and not focus on the zones that much. So you can kind of use it both ways. And what I also like about it is that you can put each cleaning task in the app and assign a cleaning schedule to it. Like, for example, if it needs to be done every 6 months or every 3 months or every 2 weeks or however often it needs to be done. And then you check it off when you do it and it'll automatically put it as being like done. And then as it gets due, it'll say like it's due in a certain amount of time. And then when it's past due, because I usually have a ton that are past due, it'll say these are past due by this much time. And then you can kind of sort by like what is the most past due, which is what I usually wind up doing for those zone cleaning tasks. And then I can focus on them because I know that they really need to get done. So that's been really helpful to me in kind of managing those tasks that don't just get done on a regular, like recurring basis. So if you don't have a cleaning routine in place right now, it's going to take you time to figure out what works best for you. There's so many different options online with different ways to manage cleaning routines. There's apps. You can use a pad and paper. You can print out cleaning routines. You can purchase printable cleaning routines. It's really just about trying different things and seeing what sticks for you. You might wind up using a combination of different methods. You really just have to find something that you feel like you will stick with. And if you don't love what you're doing or you're just bored with it, then try another method. If you keep at it, your routine is eventually going to evolve into one that works for you. And it might not be perfect until you get there, but you'll be getting things done. So most importantly, don't forget that you really kind of need to be flexible with any routine, no matter how great it is, because life does get busy and unexpected things happen. So just make sure that you're flexible and pick up where you left off and go from there. So that's it for this week. I thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.